With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police in Boise say three correctional officers were shot when a suspect helped a prison inmate, Skylar Mead, flee an Idaho hospital. Boise Police Chief Ron Weininger tells KIVEI the attack happened as correction officers were preparing to transport Mead back to the Idaho Department of Corrections facility.
Suspect attacked and fired at the officers, striking two of them. Boise police officers responded to the hospital to reports of an active shooter, with one officer ultimately firing his duty weapon at an armed individual near the entrance to the emergency department. That individual was later determined to be an Idaho Department of Corrections employee. He was not seriously injured.
Boise area residents are warned that the suspects are armed and dangerous and their whereabouts are unknown. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin says Republicans will have to depend on a grassroots effort to get out the vote if they want to win the 2024 elections. Bob Agnew reports.
Johnson says when it comes to campaigns, Democrats enjoy a major advantage in states like his.
They only have to concentrate on two areas.
A problem not unique to Wisconsin.
And that's true in most states, right? You've got these big blue metropolitan areas. It's a lot easier to get the voter turnout there than it is trying to go to every little town and municipality.
Johnson says securing a GOP victory in 2024 hinges on one very important question.
Are we going to turn out the vote?
Senator Johnson was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
An Israeli airstrike has killed at least three Palestinian militants traveling in a car in the northern West Bank near the town of Jenin, according to Israeli and Palestinian officials. The Islamic Jihad militant group claimed the three dead men as members. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points. This is SRN News. In recent years, the number of Christian films being produced has skyrocketed, and that trend is likely to continue. That's the view of Chris Carpenter, managing site editor for the Christian Post CrossMap platform. Carpenter says the growth of the faith-based industry has been impressive.
I've been in this business quite a while, and it used to be there'd be a new faith-based movie, Christian movie, that would come out, you know, once every 3 months. So you'd have five or six a year that were coming out. Now it seems like it's five or six a week. So the volume of product is just staggering these days. And like anything, the more you do it, you're going to get better at it. So the quality of the movies has gone way up.
Carpenter traces the revival of Christian filmmaking to Georgia-based evangelical director Alex Kendrick and his brothers. Their newest movie, titled The Forge, will be released in theaters this August. This is SRN News. Another record-setting day on Wall Street.
Stocks rallied to more records after the Federal Reserve indicated it's still likely to deliver the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street craves. The S&P 500 rose 0.9% Wednesday. The Dow added 401 points. That's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.3%. All three hit all-time highs. The fear coming into the day was that the Fed would trim the number of expected rate cuts this year because of some recent hotter-than-expected inflation data. The central bank said it's still forecasting to make three cuts this year. Seth Sutil, New York.
Congressional leaders are working to put a positive light on a $1.2 trillion spending package that lawmakers look to approve before funding expires at midnight Friday for several key government agencies. A text of the bill is expected to be released soon. More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.